little twang associated with Dwayne Eddy. Dwayne Eddy from his Twanging Up a Storm, from his Twanging Up a Storm album with My Baby Plays the Same Old Song on His Guitar All Night Long. That's a long title. It is a long title, but it's what I would expect from a song penned by Lee Hazelwood. Yeah, I told you it was his birthday, or celebrating his the anniversary of his birth as today, as Lee is no longer with us. But I want to play some Dwayne Eddy to kind of wrap up that set of music, because before that was Pittsburgh's own Teen Riot with their single Summertime Girl, because it's summertime. You got to play that Summertime Girl when it's summertime. In fact, I've decided I'm leaving Teen Riot as my background music. Just for you. And Teen Riot, I played that one specifically, or just that band specifically, because when Arch Hall Jr. and the Archers was in town, the one and only time in the last 20-plus years that I've been in Pittsburgh, they were the opening band. So I thought I'd play that. And speaking of the Arch Hall Jr., I start off the entire set with some Run, Vicky, Run from Arch Hall Jr. and the Archers. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock. Don't forget, the American Red Cross wants you and your family to be prepared for any emergency. You can download any of their free mobile apps and have critical information of what to do in the event of an emergency right there in the palm of your hands. Find them by searching Red Cross in Apple iTunes, Google Play Stores, and wherever you get your apps. I got a radio and a music calendar hopefully coming up in a few minutes. I'm trying. We're seeing if this can work. It's been a rough week for the Mockster, but let's see what happens after this.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
This is 1-to-1 on WRCT Pittsburgh.
up all night long. You drive 500 miles just to play a couple songs. That's what you do. Yeah, that's what you do. I said, ain't no shortcut. That's what you do for the blues. Live out of a suitcase. No time to wash my clothes. I love to stick around, but I got to hit the road. That's what you do. Yeah, that's what you do. I said, ain't no shortcut. That's what you do for the blues.
Ah!
It's Lena James, Donny Hathaway, and Kingfish Ingram here on 1-to-1 for Sunday here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
You used to be a good friend of mine. But I work for what's mine. Gotta take the good with the bad. I'm always on my but it's true anyway. Baby girl, don't you go astray. You don't know like I know, Rosalie.
You don't know like I know, Rosalie.
Though you may find it hard to believe, there are gates unweaved. You ain't seen what I've seen. No, you don't know what I know, Rosalie. Rosalie. Damn. I just wanna tell you, you got time to grow. So please enjoy your youth while you still can.
Thank you. toes numb, knees are stiff. After working hard on the second shift, she said, meet me down at the bar on Fifth. Great minds drink alike. Great minds drink alike. Me and my baby, Friday night. Great minds drink alike. Great minds drink alike. Great minds drink alike. Great minds drink alike. Me and my baby, we're gonna be all right.
I know my baby, baby sure gonna jump and shout. Well, I know my baby, the girl, she gonna jump and shout. When the train roll up and I come walking out. Hold on, baby, be home Monday. Hold on, baby, I'll be home Monday. But don't let nobody lead my little girl astray. Somewhere, somehow, someday.
So, if you're outside of our coverage area, remember, you can listen to WRCT online. Live streaming available at www.wrct.org. WRCT Pittsburgh. You have no excuse not to listen.
Yeah. Side show begin. Hurry, hurry, step right on. It was either pure luck or sheer fate that sent Marshall Thompson down a path to stardom. Still in high school, Thompson headed to Chicago's Regal Theater with hopes of landing a job and found himself sitting in the empty audience watching a sound check.
So I was sitting in the audience one day. Gladys Knight came in. She needed a drummer. It was showtime. It was about 3 hours. She had about 3 hours for the band to learn her music. The drummer couldn't play it. So I've been practicing her music for 3 weeks at home, living right around the corner. So when I came, I knew her songs. So I raised my hand in the audience and said, "Miss Gladys, could I play the drums on your show?" She said, "Come on up here. Somebody got to play it." So I got the gig. I got the show.
After 7 days of playing drums with Gladys Knight and another short stint with Major Lance, Thompson returned to Chicago to put his own group together.
Got back to Chicago. Say, "Man, I got to go tell my group about this." So I went to Eugene Records. He was driving a cab, yellow cab. Squirrel was a welder, okay? And Red was working at the post office. I said, "Look here, how would y'all like getting off those jobs?" And they said, "What? We can't take us off our job?" I said, "Yes, you can. I got you a date in Houston, Texas."
Together, they formed the foundation of what would first be called the Highlights. Early on, Thompson was already friends with Jackson family patriarch Joe Jackson and helped get the Jackson 5 discovered while playing a show with Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers.
Jackson 5 was opening up the show for us. And I'm upstairs talking to Bobby Taylor. "Bobby, could you take us to Motown? I'm trying to get to Motown. I'm not excited to get to Motown." And all of a sudden, there was a lot of noise going on downstairs at the Regal Theater. That was the Jackson 5 on stage. He said, "Will you take me down there to meet him?" So I took him downstairs to meet him. And he forgot all about me. "I'm trying to go to Motown. I'm trying to go to Motown." I said, "Hey, what about me?"
While Thompson didn't get to join the Jackson 5 on their journey to Motown and beyond, he concedes that in retrospect, it was probably for the best.
Everybody wanted to go to Motown, but it was crowded. They had so many hit people over there, you know, top people that could sing and promote. We would have got lost in the shuffle there.
The Highlights ended up signing with Chicago's local Brunswick Records, where the group recorded their first hit, "Give It Away."
"Give It Away" was our first record that went kind of national. Took us to the Apollo Theater and stuff.
A series of name changes would soon ensue, with a group finally solidifying themselves as the Shylights.
All want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect, not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
I'm Ella Harp, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Sitting lotus on the floor, belly dancing beauty with a power-driven soul. Had my share of nightmares, didn't think it'd be much more. In walked Rodney Gusher with Lady Eleanor. She tied my eyes in the ribbons of a silken ghostly thread. I gazed with troubled vision on an old four-poster bed, where Eleanor had risen to kiss the neck below my head. Bid me come along with her to the land of the dancing dead. But it's all right, Lady Eleanor. All right, Lady Eleanor. I'm all right where I am. Like a mother to his son, like living, dying, seeing, being all rolled into one. Then all at once I heard some music in my bones. Same old song heard for years, reminding me of home. But it's all right, Lady Eleanor. All right, Lady Eleanor.
towards me, licking lips with tongues of fire. A host of golden demons screaming lust and base desire. When it seemed for certain that the screams could get no higher, I heard a voice above the rest screaming, "You're alive." But it's alright.